The Milwaukee-based utility We Energies wants to keep both reactors at Point Beach going for another 20 years beyond when the current licenses expire in 2010 and 2013. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has done a draft environmental impact statement and reached a preliminary conclusion that there's no issue that would preclude license renewal. NRC spokesperson Victoria Mittlang says her agency has looked at many factors, including water issues along Lake Michigan, radiation protection, and atmospheric science. She says she believes the analysis would stand up for the next 25 years.
The process of license renewal is designed to best be able to gauge environmental impacts and project that far into the future. Of course, nothing in life has a 100% guarantee.
But Mittlang says the NRC wants to hear more public input. The agency will take oral comments at meetings this afternoon and tonight in Mishicot. Written comments will be accepted for another 2 months. Alfred Meyer of the Madison Office of Physicians for Social Responsibility has big questions about the safety of nuclear power and more radioactive waste piling up near Lake Michigan.
The longer a plant operates, the more highly irradiated fuel becomes stored there. This is a terrific danger, and while it's there, it presents itself as a great terrorist threat.
Meyer says a national waste repository proposed for Nevada remains a long ways from opening. He says he also worries about We Energy's operating record at Point Beach and the ability to keep an aging plant going. The NRC will make a final environmental recommendation on Point Beach relicensing later this year. Some groups that oppose relicensing are staying out of the fight, at least for now, saying the U.S. nuclear power industry has won all or nearly all of its battles to keep reactors going. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.